When it comes to being affected by climate change, agriculture is on the front lines. Thus, food, farming, and you became the theme of this year's Climate Protection Everybody Profits Conference held yesterday in Petaluma. Amid informative presentations on water use and preservation, economic and biological diversification, and the most effective role of government in these issues, there was news of a startup project that combined them all. Petaluma egg producer Arnie Reble announced a pilot project in which thousands of tons of chicken manure from his farms will be diverted into a processing facility that will convert it to methane, with the residue becoming organic fertilizer. To be built near the Sonoma County Airport by a private company called BioStar, the project will be operated by the Sonoma County Water Agency. Spokeswoman Amy Bolton says it's expected to generate significant amounts of power.
We have a 1.6 megawatt fuel cell, which will be producing electricity. We expect to get nearly 6 megawatts of electricity annually out of that. And then we also have a reduction of 41,000 tons of greenhouse gases. It's not a hobby operation, it's a power plant, which is what's so amazing about it, is that it's going to be able to provide significant, clean power while helping develop an income stream for our agricultural community and helping clean up waterways. Because right now, runoff from contaminated agriculture waste is a significant source of water pollution.
The project was reviewed by the county's Board of Zoning Adjustments yesterday afternoon. It's expected to break ground this fall and begin full operations next summer. Several other presenters at the conference focused on small farms, independent growers such as Paul Kaiser of Singing Frogs Farm in Sebastopol. In a breezy corner outside the Petaluma Community Center, he emphasized that buying locally sourced food from farmers you know is a good way to minimize carbon impacts.
Our motto is, who's your farmer? You may want to support local food production, but how is it being grown locally? Supporting local is fantastic. It reduces transportation costs and reduces the carbon footprint, but it still may be produced in a way that's not very beneficial for your own local community. So it's a very good thing to find out who your farmer is, how they produce food. Ask them about it. Ask them their moral values and their ecological basis for their land management practices, and find out if that's something that you want to support or not. But as important as that is, buying local is still so much more important. That's an easy no-brainer to reduce the carbon footprint.
A popular mechanism for that is the CSA, or community-sponsored agriculture model, in which households subscribe to get a weekly box of whatever is ripe or fresh over the course of the growing season. Kaiser says it's beneficial for consumers as well as farmers. But while the CSA model has become quite widespread, Kaiser notes there is also a surprisingly high dropout rate.
We have been spending 1 to 2 generations this past half century forgetting how to manage our kitchen, forgetting how to cook raw and fresh foods. So when the CSA model comes along to offer you a bushel basket of fresh food every week on your doorstep, some people have not relearned how to manage their kitchen in a way that that food becomes used. And so the guilt complex of having to throw it out at the end of the week is too much for people, and so they quit the CSA.
Also on the conference program were short Ignite-style presentations on urban homesteading, bee protection, and soil improvement through biochar. The annual conference is presented by the Climate Protection Campaign. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.